Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos. 1 Thessalonians 4 says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. In this podcast, I chat to all sorts of normal Christians, asking them just how they live their quiet lives and how they integrate their faith into their daily life. I hope that by listening, you will be encouraged to go out and live your own quiet life to the glory of God. You can find the episode show notes, the Quiet Life blog, and other resources at ruthamos.com.au. That's ruthamos.com.au. Now let's get on with the show. Well, welcome. I'm so excited to be here today. You have no idea. This is episode 1 of A Quiet Life, my new podcast, and I just want to say that you're very welcome to share this time with me. I'm really happy that to be actually doing this. This podcast has been in my mind for at least 2 years, and to actually be getting to the point where I'm recording the first one of these and I'm actually going to put it online is amazing. This is a podcast where, as you heard in the interview, in the introduction, where I'm interviewing all sorts of people, and every time I've recorded an interview, I've just thought, oh, people need to hear these stories. These are amazing stories. So I'm just so thrilled. And I'm going to stop raving. It's the 9th of October, 2018, as I record this. I think that's a good idea. And it's episode 1. Just like to let you know so that maybe, you know, it's 10 years time from now and you're listening to this and you get to say that that's when, then, and I get to remember this is when I started this on the 9th of October 2018. My name's Ruth, just in case you're wondering, and my website's ruthamos.com.au. And I'm going to start every podcast with a little bit of news, what's going on in my life. But the thing that's going on in my life this week, believe it or not, is the podcast. Yes, so I'm actually working really hard to get the podcast done this week because Moz, my husband, who is also my IT support, is on holidays from school because he's a school teacher. And because he's on holidays, it means that if I get stuck with any technical difficulties, he can help me out. So he's quite happy to do that. He's a wonderful man. That's my big news this week, and the interview that you'll listen to today is an interview that I recorded way back in April. So I was talking to someone called Anastasia. So what happened in April is that Moz and I went and visited some missions friends of ours in Vanuatu. They live in a place called Te Uma Valley, and they work with youth with a mission. And they're wonderful people, Roger and Cindy, and they one of the things that they do is provide water to villagers in Vanuatu by building water tanks and teaching the local people how to build water tanks. And another thing that they do is provide a school, so they're starting up working in Te Uma Valley to provide a school for the school children, because the local people, the local Ni Vanuatu people, said, you guys are missionaries, you need to provide a school. So Roger and Cindy live on the farm there in Te Uma Valley near Port Vila, and we love going over and visiting them and their 3 kids and saying hello. We don't do it very often. We've done it twice. But it was lovely, and that week was, for me, it was an interesting week because Moz is a very practical person. He did a lot of practical jobs around the farm there and helped them, you know, fix a car and clean out a pump and do all that kind of stuff. But I am not a practical person, and so I basically had a writing retreat and sat and wrote for the week. And I was really wondering, you know, why I was there and what the plan was, you know, what use it was for me to spend a week in paradise dodging bugs and crickets and just writing. And I think that this interview with Anastasia is one of the reasons I was there. It was just wonderful, really wonderful to hear how God is working in this this 18-year-old's life and teaching her new things, and just how willing she is to give her life for others. So you'll hear interesting stories about rats. You'll hear the chirping of the geckos, which took me right back there as soon as I heard that when I was listening through the interview. and I'll probably look a little bit different to what I do now. If you're watching this on the video, you'll see that I've changed looks. Only a little bit. Just, you know, if you're listening to this on the audio, I've just changed my hairstyle slightly. It's nothing to worry about. But it is a fairly old interview. It's really, really good to hear what God's doing in people's lives. And I really hope that you're encouraged by the interview. Everything that you need to know about this is in the show notes. So we talk about a scripture verse. I've written that in the show notes, and there's a transcript of the interview as well. Look, if you're listening to these interviews and you think, oh, I'd love to talk to someone about that, talk to me. I would love to hear from you. So you can email me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or you can tweet me at A Quiet Life, or you can contact me on Facebook, Ruth Amos Author. I'm more often on Facebook than I am on Twitter, but I'll try and get onto Twitter more often. But Facebook is my home. And I'd love to hear your comments or your questions, or just chat to you about anything. It would be really lovely. And the other thing I want to say very briefly is if you feel like supporting me in this, because these podcasts are not free to put on, they're things that we have to pay for, like hosting and various things. So if you want to help me out with that, then you can head along to patreon.com/quietlife. That's Quiet Life without the A, but I couldn't put A Quiet Life for some reason. So Patreon, patreon.com/quietlife. And you'll find me and you can help me out there. So, and you can also, I think, write to me there. I'm not sure. This is all very new for me. But yeah, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you're doing while you're listening. I'd love to hear what you think about what we say. I'd love to hear what your quiet life entails. So please, please do contact me and let me know who you are. All right, so I hope you really, really enjoy this interview. I did very much. You can hear that I'm laughing quite a lot through it. And I'm so thrilled to be able to share it with you today. So enjoy. Today I'm here with Anastasia, and I just want to say here is Vanuatu, mm-hmm. Te Uma Valley, Port Vila Vanuatu, which is not my normal place of habitation, but I'm here with Anastasia, and I'm going to talk about Anastasia. So... Mm-hmm. Anastasia, why are you here in Vanuatu?
So I'm here serving a beautiful missionary family as their nanny.
Cool.
So I volunteer for them, look after their three children, Mateo, Manoa and Leilani.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. And how long have you been here for?
About 3 weeks now.
3 weeks. Yeah. So you came, I remember that saying, you came Easter Sunday.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. How are you finding it?
Really, really good. Really good. It's like a lot of changes at once, but in a good way. It's put me through a lot of interesting situations, which I'm glad to say I've come out of like a lot stronger.
So then you say interesting situations, everyone wants to know what would you call the most interesting situation? I don't think it was when the cat caught a rat behind the table here.
Oh, when
morning.
One of the rats peed on Roger during lunchtime.
Yeah, we felt some, well, Roger felt some liquid coming down from the ceiling.
Does it rain? No.
No, it's cat, it's rat pee.
It's rat pee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even cat pee would be preferable.
Yeah,
but yes.
But, so,
no.
Yeah, so my most interesting kind of situation is probably what I've coined a spiritual culture shock.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, back in Australia, I go to an Anglican church and it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful church. Very heavily emphasizes the Bible and the significance of that. Mm. I wouldn't say ignores, but doesn't really pay much attention to the work of the Holy Spirit.
Right, yeah.
And so coming here, it's definitely not the flip opposite, but there's much more of a balance between the Bible and the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
Which has been interesting for me because I've been taught like always Bible comes first, Bible. And like, how do you know what is true if it comes from the Holy Spirit? Like, is it just your human emotions or all that stuff? So all that's kind of been challenging me.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of challenging and lots of growing at the same time, which yeah. I've enjoyed.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
So going back a bit, you're fairly young. This is your gap year after yep. year 12.
Correct.
Yeah. So 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So how did you know? So, and also the other thing I know about you is you come from somewhere so far out back in Australia that when people ask where you're from, you can't tell them because they've never heard of it. So Ebenezer.
Ebenezer, yeah. So I usually say Windsor because they kind of know where that is. They know the road that leads to Windsor.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'm about 20 minutes outside
right,
of that.
Right.
Probably 25, including the driveway.
Outback.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So how does someone from Ebenezer come to another completely out of the way spot, Tayoma Valley?
That's a really good question. So originally, process probably started about 3 years ago. I was like, I definitely know I want to have a gap year.
Right.
I knew that. And my heart, my passion was for Italy. So random.
Okay.
But yeah, yeah. And so school didn't offer Italian, but I chose that I really wanted to learn it. So I taught myself for year 11 and 12 Italian.
Wow.
And then got to the end of it. And my friend, Emma Caterson, shout out. was talking about doing au pairing work in America. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Maybe I can do that in Italy. And then I was like, a year is a long time to spend in a secular environment.
Mm.
I wonder if there's a Christian version of that. So I typed in Christian nannying and it came up with mission nannies, which is nannying for missionary families, which I was like, wow, what a beautiful blend of different cultures and experiences. Yeah. So I said, yeah, I'll do that. And I was like, oh, God knows Italy's on my heart. He'll give me Italy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And so what I did, I put Italy as my first preference. And I was looking through the lists and all the different stories and pictures and people. And God put Vanuatu on my heart. And I was like, oh, Italy will work. Italy will work. Me and my stubborn frame of mind. And then he... Yeah, and then Italy, like the beautiful family in Italy said, sorry, we already have a nanny. Got to the point where Mum and I were emailing families who weren't asking for nannies.
Oh, wow, yeah.
If they wanted a nanny.
Yeah.
And I felt uncomfortable about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it's like, it's sure. a whole year to take on an entirely new person into your family.
Yeah.
And I was like,
not even asking for
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. And I was like, oh, I don't feel comfortable with that. So all the doors were shutting, and then Roger and Cindy... they emailed me and they said, look, we'd love to have you here. We think you'd fit right in. And I was like, wow, God, is this where you want me to go? Like, is this, like, Vanuatu? And so I was praying about it, and it was around Christmas time, and then I went away on beach mission with Scripture Union, and I heard a sermon. And it wasn't even the main point of the sermon, and it wasn't even a planned tangent. It was very much a tangent of a tangent.
Right.
But... like, one of the small messages were, if there's a need, like, if a brother or sister has a need and you're able to provide for them.
Yeah, and you don't.
And on top of that, if it's in line with God's will, like, why wouldn't you go and do it?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
for sure.
We are so blessed. Why wouldn't you be a blessing to others? And I was like, okay, God, that's all I need. So
you talk about not having an emphasis on the Holy Spirit, but... boy, I can see the Spirit speaking into your life through that.
Yeah, exactly. And so now it's been interesting reflecting on my life and the times where I've definitely had God directing me, and even more than that, like directly speaking to me, and how I've kind of absorbed that and taken that on board in a different way to what it is done here. And I'm like, wait, it's the same God.
Same God. Yeah.
Same message.
Mm-hmm.
I've just... been experiencing it differently.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, at 3 weeks in, you fit this place so well. And the kids, the kids just love Anastasia as well.
Auntie Stacia.
Yeah.
They love
her so much.
And you see her jumping in and out of trucks. It's incredible. But, yeah, so I think that the Outback upbringing has really helped you fit in here really well too.
Yeah, I love it.
So you be here until the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then what's your plan after that?
Wow, that's a really good question. So actually...
that's what gap years are for,
right? Yeah, so... but, like, Oh, it's a really good question. So originally, before coming to Vanuatu, I had my heart set on psychology. And then I also had a few other options that I'd kind of banked up to see, because I was like, God will probably direct me ways.
Yeah.
And so I was like, depending on what it is, I'll just defer a whole bunch of options. And then actually just today, sitting in the truck, I was like sort of sleeping, but at the same time doing a lot of reflecting. Because we heard some really sad news at church, and I was reflecting a bit on that and how broken this world is and how the effects of sin are never going to really leave us until we reach heaven.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that and reflecting on it, and all of a sudden it just clicked. Like, psychology, it's a beautiful thing, the human mind, but how that interacts with sin and stuff, like, we're only on this earth for 80 years if we're lucky, kind of thing. That's what God gives us. And so, like, why would I dedicate my life to helping people? Why would I dedicate my life to helping people for a short amount of time when I can dedicate for them being healed for eternity? Yeah, for eternity. Like, short-term healing versus long-term eternity with God.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what that means for me, but I kind of had that realization in, like, I'm learning out, you would call that a revelation here, right, but that I was like, wow, that's very much a, I don't want to diss all the Christian psychologists out here, but, like, short-term healing definitely cannot, like, it's not long-term healing.
Yeah,
and the best healing someone can experience is the love of God.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I don't know where God's taking me now, but I don't know if psychology is still in the cards, but it kind of shifted my whole understanding of what I am doing next year.
Yeah.
So in answer to your question, really long way around, I have no idea.
But that's very cool. And it's just so true that when it comes down to whether you become a psychologist, I mean, I'm a scientist and an author, and husband's a teacher, and we have these professions, but underlying it all, underneath, has to be that heart for people and that heart to know God, because if we don't know God, as you say, there's an eternity lost. So, okay, and my next question, as I lean over to look at the questions, is, how did you become a Christian? There we go, going right back to the beginning.
Another really good question, sorry. So I was raised in a Christian family, but at a very young age I experienced quite a terrible tragedy. And so going on into teenagerhood was a time of really intense mental turmoil, which spilled over into spiritual turmoil.
Yeah, of course.
And so that was a time of a lot of anger and a lot of frustration and sadness, which I directed at God. Sadly,
I can take it.
Yeah. But to the point where I didn't really call myself a Christian anymore, to myself, to my friends and everyone else, I'm beginning to realize that I do like to please people, which I heard other people say, I was like, oh, I'm not one of those people. Ugh. Starting to realize I do like it when people like me.
Yes.
And so
tempting as
And so I put on the facade of, oh yes, I'm a strong Christian and all that. And then I went on a Christian camp, and this is one of those moments when God spoke to me, and I was pretending to do my devotions, had the Bible open in front of me, just looking out over the lake, not actually reading the Bible, and just these four words came to me, and they were so strong, and it was almost like, the only way I can describe it is like being in a washing machine and having those words like constantly around you in your head.
Yeah.
And they were, I am with you.
Oh, wow.
And so like it was just constantly, I am with you, I am with you, I am with you. And it just clicked, like God is with me in my anger against sin. He is with me in my anger against the injustices of the world. And he is with me in my healing of that. And yeah. he is with me even though I don't deserve him to be with me.
I love that.
And so, yeah, and so I, like, wrote it on my arm because I was like, I just have to, like, write this down somewhere. I'm very much a writing, learning person, and so that kind of spilled over into, like,
yes.
just, like, I wrote it everywhere.
It's like, not tattooed, though.
No. Not yet. No, I'm kidding.
Mum.
Surprise. Yeah, and then I found the verse in the Bible, which I don't remember reading at all prior to that point.
Right.
And I remember, like, if it was subconsciously in me or purely the Holy Spirit, but it says...
Surely.
No pressure. But,
surely I am with you always, though.
No, it's from Isaiah 41. I am with you with my right hand.
Oh, I will uphold you with my right hand. Yeah. I will.
I am with you, says the Lord.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can get it for you later. But
I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Put me on the spot and I'm like, freaked out. And so from that point on, things really started to change because I was like, wow, I've led this life of bitterness and a lot of resentment towards God and towards another person. And it just, like, it had really drained me of my, like, of all other emotions. It was just pure, like, anger and sadness. And it had drained me of my ability to love God and others because I refused to feel God's love. Anyway, so it was a really interesting time learning what that felt like again. But that was really powerful. And then God very, very intensely changed me and showed me his ways, which was a beautiful thing. And learning to, let go of a lot of the anger.
Yep.
Because I look at the cross and, yeah, exactly. Like, that's the ultimate example of God not showing anger on those who deserve it. And I think I have been shown so much mercy and so much grace. And so it's almost, if I don't show that to others, it's like, it's, I don't know, it's kind of selfish.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So I learned to forgive.
That's amazing. That's really amazing.
So
how does your faith then affect your everyday life? I mean, obviously you're here in Vanuatu, but are you a 1 hour quiet time in the morning person, or
coming to Vanuatu? I was like, that's what my life's gonna be. Yes, I was like, finally, all of this crazy social life will just get put to rest, and I can just like have really good sleeping patterns, wake up, and like so much time in the Bible. Worked for about a week, and now it's become still very much a heavy reliance on God. Not so much a heavy reliance on waking up early. But, I'm seeing him everywhere in my relationships with people, in beautiful, beautiful environment that God's put me in. I love looking up at the stars here and just constantly reminded I have no idea how big God is.
Yeah.
Like, he is so much bigger than I could ever know. And so I'm going to get to that later. The people, the environment, they all help me, like, shape my life and my faith. And they can't, like, I don't think I rely on them, but God uses them to show himself to me.
Absolutely.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So when do you feel most close to God?
I don't think I can pinpoint it, but...
Yeah, it's a big question.
Yeah.
When do you feel close to God? Let's just change it slightly.
Probably, as I was saying before, when I look up at the stars, or when I see the kids that I'm looking after, like, their beautiful laughs, or when I sit and I just re-evaluate in my mind the significance of the cross. I don't think you can ever stop learning how beautiful the cross
absolutely.
Is. I don't think you can ever move on from the cross. You're always looking at it and thinking, wow, how good is God? So the last one in particularly, but all of them in some way.
So is there something you would like to tell everybody about God or Christianity or something you wish everybody knew?
Yeah. So what I was saying before, like God is so much bigger than we could ever imagine. He has so much power and so much magnitude that our minds can't even comprehend it. And so our sin towards him, like our rejection of him as Lord, isn't some small Sunday school thing. It's a huge thing.
Yeah.
It is absolutely atrocious that we could reject the God of the universe. And in that, it is so incredible that he forgives us. Like, so incredible that the God who created the stars that you see, everything, and the whole universe is tiny to him, and every single detail he knows so well, he sent his only son into that tiny world. And through him provided salvation for everyone on earth. To know him not only as Lord again, not only as King, but as Father, as a relational God. And I think that message is just so incredible. So for me, I think recently, the magnitude of God, the magnitude of my sin, and the magnitude of God's grace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. All right, we'll take that home. Thank you very much.
That's all right, no problem, Ruth.
I hope you have a wonderful year.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope this has been encouraging for you. I want to especially thank Catherine Joy Music for the theme music. If you would like to help me fund this podcast, you can find me at patreon.com/quietlife and help me out for as little as $1 a month. If you want to contact me, you can email Ruth at ruthamos.com.au or find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author or tweet me at A Quiet Life. I'd love to hear from you. God bless. See you next week.